Here's what I'd like to do this morning, a thought that the Lord has laid on my heart today. I hope it will be a blessing and a help to our grandparents that are in here, but really a help and a blessing to all of us as a whole also. We're going to journey through the Psalms, and as we journey through a few Bible verses in the book of Psalm this morning, we're going to look at some ways in which the Bible can encourage grandparents to be the grandparent God wants them to be. But what I like to say when we have Mother's Day and Father's Day and Grandparents' Day service like this, please, if you're not a grandparent here, I'm not asking you to tune this out now. You need to hear this as well, because these are some things really we can put into practice as Christians as well. So some blessings for and some thoughts for grandparents today, but then also some thoughts and some blessings in the lives of those that are Christians today as well, and some helps. And we're going to find these from the book of Psalm this morning. If you'd locate in your Bible Psalm 37, that'll be the Psalm that we look at first, and take a few verses out of Psalm 37 to try to see if we can apply this to our thoughts and lives with this thought of being the grandparent and the Christian that God wants us to be. Now, grandparents, I know I already mentioned this about my grandparents. Grandparents are some of the most important people in our lives. And I know I always looked at it that way as a child growing up. They were some of the most important people in my life. And I think about grandparents I know today that are some of the most important people in my life. And they're not necessarily my grandparents, but I know that they are grandparents and they are important people in my life and important people in the lives of their grandchildren as well. And I want you to consider this morning as grandparents the tremendous impact you have on not only a grandchild's life, but really the life of some perhaps would even say the life of children as a whole. I know there are some grandparents that are sitting in here that help us in teaching our Sunday school classes, and you're a help to our Sunday school children that come in, some that even help in our public school Bible clubs, the help really that you can be as in your Christian life as a whole, but certainly the impact that you can leave on the life of your grandchildren. I think about grandparents as being individuals that are loving. I think one of the greatest attributes I could say about my grandparents when I was growing up is the love that they showed to myself and, of course, my siblings. And just think about the love that they had in their hearts for us. Now, not only the fact that grandparents are loving, but grandparents are also wise. They have a lot of wisdom. And I'm thankful for opportunities when I can sit down with individuals that can just impart some wisdom. Now, we know we receive that from the Lord as well, but it's just the idea of some folks that are individuals that have been around a while and have some wisdom that God has given to them. So I think about grandparents as having a lot of wisdom as well, and I'm certainly hoping my children now can glean wisdom from their grandparents. And so we think about grandparents being very loving and very wise. Matter of fact, for children, grandparents can even almost be sometimes viewed as like a superhero. Man, I tell you, my grandparent is almost like a superhero. I remember some of the things growing up I used to think my pap could do, and I thought, man, he is the only one that's able to do that. It is just absolutely amazing. And so children can think about their grandparents maybe from time to time as just being absolute superheroes in their lives. They're learning things from their grandparents in their lives that they can put into practice in their lives. Now, grandparents also have times where they spoil grandchildren as well. And certainly I can see that sometimes in the lives of my children as they get to maybe have some extra special things with grandparents. But then I think about, we mentioned just a minute ago, their love, how they love unconditionally. Really just many times how a parent loves, a grandparent loves the same way. Just an absolute unconditional love in the lives for the lives of their grandchildren. And they want what's best for their grandchildren. I know that was something that I could always say was true of my grandparents as I was growing up. They always wanted what was best. And if you were sick, they were worried about you. You know, if things weren't going the best in your life, they were kind of wanting it to get to that place. And so they're always wanting what is best for you. And they certainly ought to, we'll say it this way, maybe not every grandparent does, but certainly grandparents ought to strive also to be a spiritual example to their grandchildren. Because what an example and role you have in the lives of your grandchildren. as I was studying, as I was preparing this message this week and considering some things that God was laying on my heart that I wanted to share with the grandparents that were here today and then Christians again as a whole today, I came across some quotes about grandparents that I jotted down that I thought maybe would be extra special to you today, especially if you're a grandparent sitting in here. Some of these statements that have been made by maybe perhaps children or others that are thinking about the impact that their grandparents have had on them. And I jotted down a few of these that I came across this week. Someone once said this. These are all quotes about grandparents. Someone once said, grandparents, like heroes, are necessary to a child's growth, are just as necessary to a child's growth as vitamins. Now think about that one. That's a good one, huh? Just as important as a child taking a vitamin is as important as it is as to have a grandparent's role in their life. Someone once said it this way, what children need most are the essentials that grandparents provide in abundance. Now again, I know that statement, the most important thing that a child needs is the Lord Jesus Christ. We understand that. But the statement here, the most important and essential thing, what children need most are the essentials that grandparents provide in abundance. And they gave a list. They said unconditional love, kindness, patience, humor, that's a good one, comfort, lessons that they can be taught from life, and most importantly, cookies. That's a good one, isn't it? Cookies. Grandchildren need cookies from their grandparents, and that's one of the most essential things they can provide for them. Someone once said it this way, few things are more delightful than grandchildren fighting over your lap. Now, I don't know, that might be special to a grandparent in here today. Just the thought of having grandparents struggle over who's going to get to sit on your lap, or who's going to get to sit next to you, or who's going to get to do the next activity, or get to spend time together with their grandparent. Someone once said this, again, all these quotes, it said, if nothing is going well, call your grandmother. That's an encouragement there, right? If nothing seems to be going well in life, just call your grandmother. Grandmother will have a way to encourage you and solve the problem, won't she? So if nothing's going well, call grandmother. How about this one? Just about the time a woman thinks her work is done, she becomes a grandmother. There's probably some mothers in here that feel that. Just about the time you felt the work was done, now you're going to be a role model and an example and an encouragement to your grandparents, your grandchildren as well. Someone once said it this way, some of the world's best educators are grandparents. The thought there is that children can get such wisdom from their grandparents. Now, you might be encouraged by this one. No cowboy was ever faster on the draw than a grandparent pulling a baby picture out of a wallet. No cowboy could ever get to the gun as quick as a grandparent. Oh, you want to see my grandbaby? Sure, I'll let you see a picture. Then someone once said this, there is nothing more wonderful than the love and guidance a grandparent can give his or her grandchild. How about this one? A grandfather is someone with silver in his hair and gold in his heart. Grandparents are a delightful blend of laughter, caring deeds, wonderful stories, and love. And then I like this one. It says a grandparent will help you with your buttons, zippers, and shoelaces, and not be in any hurry for you to grow up. They'll help you with the zippers. They'll help you with the buttons. They'll help you with the shoelaces and hope that they'll be able to continue to do that, right? Well, just some thoughts from the book of Psalm today about the role that God has placed in the lives of those that are grandparents here today. And then for us as Christians as well, some things that God wants us to be. And we're just going to journey really primarily through the book of Psalm. That's what we're going to look at. Just touch on a few verses of really a way that your life, can be a testimony of the God that you serve before your grandchildren. And really, that's what I would say most grandparents that are sitting in here would say that they would want to be true of their lives. That their life could be a testimony of God in the lives of and what He has done for you in the lives of your grandchildren. I want to look at Psalm 37, and I want to give you the first thought this morning. The first thought that God laid on my heart this morning, and we're going to look at Psalm 37, a few verses here. The first thought I wanted to give you is this. As a grandparent, but really, again, don't tune it out if you're not a grandparent, because I believe it applies to Christians as well. But as a grandparent, would you ask God, number one, to help you to be a testimony of the faithfulness of God? Would you ask God to help you to be a testimony of the faithfulness of God? The faithfulness of God in your life. What you could say to your grandchildren is a testimony of the fact that I serve a God who is faithful. Notice how the psalmist worded it. And as a matter of fact, every one of these verses that we're going to look at throughout the book of Psalm really is dealing with people that have been on earth for a little while. They've been able to experience some things. They've got some wisdom. Really what we would say is true of a grandparent. They've been on earth a little while. They've been able to experience a few things. They've got some wisdom. And one of the things that grandparents, because of their age, because of the fact they've been on earth for a little period of time, they can attest to the fact that God is faithful. God is faithful. And I want to encourage you as grandparents this morning that you would leave a testimony in the life of your grandchildren of the faithfulness of the God that you serve. He is a good God. Notice what the Bible says in Psalm 37 and verse number 23. The Bible says this. It says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." It's talking about how that the good man needs to have his steps ordered and directed by God. And even if there's times in his life where he goes through trials or challenges of life, and he even gets to the place where he's fallen and he's cast down, he knows that God is still there to uphold him, and God is still there to give him the strength and the guidance and the wisdom and direction that he needs. Would you look at verse number 25? Because this is the real challenge here. The psalmist says this, "I have been young and now am old." You know, for every grandparent that's here today, you would say there's a time period in which you were young. There was a time period in which you would say you would consider your thought of being the same age as grandchildren that you're helping to encourage. You were there once, right? You had youth, and you would say, "I was young at one point, but then now I've grown a little bit older." And we're not looking at that in a bad sense. We're saying I've grown a little bit older and I've been on earth here for a little period of time and I've got some wisdom about me. And one thing I know to be true, notice what the psalmist says. He says, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." What is the challenge here that's given by the psalmist? He's saying God ought to order the steps of a righteous man. He ought to order the steps of a good man. He's delighting in God. He's ordering his steps. And even though he gets to the place where he may fall and utterly feel like he's cast down, God is there to uphold him. And the psalmist says, "I can attest to this. I can attest to the truth of these verses that are written right here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, that I've had times in which as a young person I may have experienced these. And now I've gotten into the older season of life and I've never had a time in which I could ever say, my God has not been faithful. He's not allowed the righteous to be forsaken." And so what are we seeing here in Psalm 37? We are seeing a constant reminder of the faithfulness of God. May your life as a grandparent be a testimony to your grandchildren and a constant reminder to your grandchildren of the faithfulness of your God. The fact that you serve a faithful God. And here's what challenges me so much about the attribute of God that we know of is His faithfulness. What challenges me so much is that I'm not always faithful to Him, but He's always faithful to me. We serve a faithful God. And over again throughout the Scripture, the Bible talks about how that our God is a God who is faithful. We can count on Him, right? He's always there for us when we need us, when we need Him. And the Bible says He's never going to forsake those who are His own. And all may your grandchildren know through your testimony and through your life and maybe even stories that you can share with them that I serve a God who has constantly and always been faithful to me. Would you take your Bible and turn to Psalm 103 for a moment? Psalm 103, and look with me if you would at verse number 17. Psalm 103 and verse number 17. Notice what the Bible says about the faithfulness and really the righteousness and the mercy of God. When we think about those terms, faithfulness, He'll do it every time, right? We think about the word righteousness. That means that God is, he does what is right, doesn't he? We think about mercy that we're going to see in this passage of scripture here in just a moment. Mercy is with when God withholds from us really that which we deserve. There are some things, even grandparents that have some age on them today and a lot of wisdom today would say, there's some things in my life that I don't deserve, but God's been good to me, and there's some things really that he has withheld from me that really I do deserve, I should have had to face. And yet, we can attest to the righteousness of God. We can give a testimony to the faithfulness of God. We can give a testimony to the mercy of God. Now, notice how long this righteousness and mercy and faithfulness last in this God that we serve. Would you look at verse number 17? But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, think about that. God's mercy has always been, and God's mercy always will be. God's mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Notice this, upon them that fear him. Now, let me ask you a question here this morning, grandparents. Don't you think that is something your grandchildren need to hear, that your God has always been merciful to you? And your God's mercy has been from everlasting to everlasting. And then also your grandchildren need to hear the encouragement that's in the middle of that verse where it says, upon them that fear him. See, grandchildren need to have a testimony from grandparents and grandparents to let grandchildren know, the reason why God has been so merciful to me is because I've always had that fear and reverence for him. Maybe perhaps some that would say, maybe that always hasn't been true of your life, but you're certainly desiring that now, and you're trying to encourage them with that and let them know that God's going to be a merciful God upon those that fear him, that give him the reverence and obedience to his commandments that he deserves. But God has been a merciful God. And then look at the next part of the verse. It says this, and his righteousness unto children's children. The idea is this, regardless of how long we live, regardless of how long we live. Some might even feel as a grandparent sitting in here today that you don't know. Obviously, this applies to every one of us because none of us know this, but maybe you're wondering even in your mind how long you feel like you're going to be here on earth to try to be an example or a help to your grandchildren. But regardless of how long we live, the idea that we're seeing in Psalm 103 and verse number 17 is that God's mercy and God's faithfulness is always going to live on, isn't it? You know, we read about Bible characters all throughout the Word of God that attest to the faithfulness of God, and they've been off of this earth and with God for a long period of time. But God's faithfulness has gone on, hasn't it? God's faithfulness lives on. And the challenge for you as grandparents today is to make sure that your grandchildren know a testimony of God's faithfulness in your life, that it lasts from, notice he says at the end, and his righteousness unto children's children. So all the way to the next generation, and then the generation after that, and then the generation to come, and then the generation to come. God's righteousness and his mercy and his faithfulness will always endure. As a matter of fact, he said it this way in the scripture, his mercy endureth unto all generations. His mercy endureth forever, the Bible says. So from generation to generation, you can give testimony to your grandchildren to the fact that you serve a faithful God. Now you, I would say, as grandparents, would desire that your grandchildren would get to experience the same thing, wouldn't you? You would want them to experience the same mercy from God that you experienced, the same righteousness from God that you experience, the same faithfulness from your God that you experience. You would desire to see your grandchildren see that as well. And so may you as grandparents always give testimony to your grandchildren of the faithfulness of your God. The second thing I want to challenge grandparents with this morning is this. Number one, that you would give a testimony of the faithfulness of God. But number two, I challenge you as grandparents, and again, it applies to us as Christians that are sitting here today as well, that we would always be able to give a testimony of the fruitfulness through God. What I mean by that is this, the fact that God has allowed us to be fruitful in our lives. You know, maybe there's a grandparent sitting here today, and maybe perhaps you can give a testimony to your grandchildren of many years that you've had an opportunity to serve the Lord, and God has allowed you to be a very fruitful Christian. Not that you're boasting. Not that you're bragging, not that you're trying to exalt yourself, but exalt the God who allowed you to be a fruitful vessel for His honor and His glory. Notice with me, if you would, in the book of Psalm, if you'd find Psalm 92, Psalm 92, just encouraging grandparents this morning to give testimony of the faithfulness of God and the fruitfulness that you have through God. The fruitfulness that you have through God. You're only fruitful because of the God that abides, that you abide in, right? We'll talk about that here in just a moment, but look at Psalm 92 and notice with me, if you would, verse number 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Notice the psalmist says, those that are planted, they're going to flourish. Notice verse number 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. How special it is to have a person who's served the Lord for a great period of life, a great length of life, where they could say that now, even in their older years of life, God is allowing them to continue to be fruitful. Not because of some kind of special thing about them, but because a special thing about the God that you serve. He enables you to be fruitful. Oh, what a testimony to those that are here in our church as older individuals, those that are part of our seniors' ministry here in our church, and you're still serving the Lord. And God is enabling you to still be fruitful. There may be some that are older in our church, or maybe some that are shut-ins and not able to regularly make it out to our service that certainly would maybe perhaps like to do a little bit more, and maybe even some that are sitting in here today would say, I would like to be able to do a little bit more, but I'm talking about years and years and years and years of service that you've been able to give to the Lord, where you've been able to say, not because of me, but all because of my God. I just want to give a testimony to you as my grandchildren that God has allowed me to be fruitful. He's allowed me to serve Him in the capacities that He's used me in these years of my life so that they can use that as a testimony in their life. If God used Grandma to be fruitful for His honor and His glory, oh, how much more I ought to have a desire in my life to let God allow me to be fruitful in my life as I serve the Lord. I had an opportunity on Wednesday to preach right over here in Hagerstown at the Emmanuel Christian School to their elementary chapel. I mentioned a little bit about this on Wednesday night. And I talked to them about, and I know I'm talking about my younger years of life, and we're trying to relay this to the illustration of grandparents, but I tried to challenge the young people on Wednesday. I gave them the challenge from John chapter number 6 where that boy brought his lunch to Jesus. And I was talking to them about how that God wants to use them and God wants to use what they have in His service. And I started to give them some illustrations of my life, of times when I was a little child where I would have people from my church come up to me and encourage me to get involved in serving the Lord. And I thought as a young person, these adults in my church were coming to me and saying, God can use you. God wants to use you. And they encouraged me to get involved with the soul winning ministry of our church. They encouraged me to get involved with the bus ministry of our church as just a little boy. And I was trying to encourage them that even though you might feel like you are young, even though you might feel like you don't have a whole lot that you could give to the Lord, the idea here is that the encouragement that you can be as grandparents in the life of your grandchildren is to say, I'm a testimony of the fact that God has allowed me to be fruitful in my life. Again, we're not boasting, we're not bragging, because it's all to the honor and the glory of the Lord. But the idea I was trying to give to the children is this: always feel like you're at a place where you can serve the Lord and you can be fruitful for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And that's where you are as grandparents, to give a testimony of the fact that you have been fruitful. Notice what the psalmist says there in verse number 13, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. Isn't it good to know that even in the older years of your life, you can still be fruitful in the service of the Lord? You can still be used of the Lord, and what an example you are to your grandchildren as you are used in the service of the Lord. As a matter of fact, it goes on to say this, they shall be fat and flourishing. The idea is that you're going to be prosperous. God's going to allow you to be prosperous. Now, how do we know this to be true? Because the Bible gives us this pattern all throughout Scripture. As a matter of fact, if you would go to the very beginning of the book of Psalm, we've got Psalm 1. Well, in Psalm 1, we talk about the blessed man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. He says, for his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he goes on to say this, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The idea is this, God wants us to be vessels that are fruitful. He wants us to be like trees that are planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. He wants our leaf not to wither. And whatsoever we do, he wants it to prosper. And that all was based on the fact that the blessed man spends time meditating in the Word of God, doesn't he? So grandparents, how are you to remain fruitful? Well, you've got to have an example in the lives of your grandchildren of being fruitful because you've been spending time with your Savior. You've been spending time talking to him. It doesn't take long for your grandchildren to know you love your Savior. You love your Father, your Heavenly Father, because you're spending time with him. And that's why God has enabled your life to be fruitful. As a matter of fact, in John chapter 15, I referenced it just a moment ago. In John chapter 15, the Bible says that no man is going to be able to bring forth any fruit unless he abides in Jesus, right? You've got to abide in Christ. Because he goes on in that passage of Scripture in John chapter 15 and he says this statement, for without me, ye can do nothing. No grandparent in here is going to be fruitful. No Christian in here is going to be fruitful unless we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. But God says, I want you to bring forth fruit. And I want you to get to a place where you're bringing forth more fruit. And then he says in John chapter number 15, I want you to get to a place where you're bringing forth much fruit. May your grandchildren see that through the Lord Jesus Christ, you are bringing forth fruit for the honor and the glory of Christ. What a testimony to your grandchildren of the fact that you've been fruitful through Christ. Not something you've done, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd encourage grandparents that are here today to allow your grandchildren to hear testimonies of God's faith, the way that God has used you as a fruitful vessel for his glory. Give the testimony to your grandchildren of how you got saved and how you've served the Lord and what God is speaking to you about through his word. May they see that grandma, grandpa are fruitful vessels for the glory of the Lord. The last thought I want to give you is this morning, number 3, and we're going to look at Psalm 78 for just a moment. Psalm 78, the last challenge I want to give you is this. We talked about how that we want to give a testimony of the faithfulness of our God to our grandchildren in our life, and by the way, Christians as well. Let's give a testimony, all Christians that are sitting in here today, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a single person, a young person, doesn't matter who you are, where you're at in life, that you would give testimony of the faithfulness of God, and you would serve God in such a way and abide in Christ in such a way where you could give testimony of the fact that he has been fruitful, or you have been fruitful through what he has done in your life. But then the last thought this morning is this. We're going to look at it in Psalm 78 quickly. I want to encourage our grandparents that are sitting in here. I want to encourage Christians as well to be able to live your life in such a way where you can give a testimony to the fullness of God in your life as well. To the fullness of God. Not only just the fact that he is faithful. Not only the fact that he, through you, has made you fruitful. But the fact that he is a God who has shown you his fullness. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 78. What an encouragement to us here in verse 1. Psalm 78 in verse number 1, it says this, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. See, the reason why we know these is because our fathers have told us about them. Our fathers have passed on this message to us. You know, I just thought about this the other day. I was driving down the road, and I don't know why, I just had this thought come to me. I'm sure the Lord, you know, as he was, you know, and just encouraging me, you know, he made me think about, as I was driving down the road, I thought of this. He was making me think about the fact that our world, because of the philosophies in our world, the world system that's around us today, all the sin that our world is involved in, we're not headed the right direction, are we? But I started to think to myself a thought that I've thought many times. And you that are sitting in here probably have thought this thought many times as well. It would just take a few parents, and it would just take a few grandparents to make sure that they are training their children the way that God would have us to train and raise our children, and there can be help for even this generation to come. Oh, that God would be able to use us because we've passed that message on to the next generation. We've let them know that this is the way we were raised. We were raised according to the Word of God, and we want to let you know how God wants you to be raised as well, and then how God wants you to raise your family so that we can see God continue to do a work even in the midst of a world where a lot of people are turning away from Him. Yes, we can have some people that can still stand and still do what is honoring to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what He's saying here. We've passed that message on to the next generation. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 4. We will not hide them from their children. We're not going to cover these things up. We're not going to hide the truths that we find in this book. We want our children to know about them. And then go on with me if you would. Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. Oh, that you as grandparents would show to the next generation and the generations to come the goodness of God, the fullness of God in your life, God's fullness in your life in such a way where it's just spilling out in praises that you have for Him. Look at what He says at the end of the verse. He says, in His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. Would you be able to give testimony today of the wonderful works of God in your life? Would you be able to give testimony today of the fullness of God in your life? The fact that your heart and your lips want to just give praise to Him for how good He is. The fact that He has done wonderful things for you to the point where He's just filled you up full of the great and wonderful works of God. Look at what He says in verse number 5. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. God has given us a law, and He wants that to be made known to our children. And then look at the next verse, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. All right, now we're getting to our grandchildren, aren't we? Because we've raised children, we've told them about it, and they've told their children, and now we've got grandchildren that are sharing the goodness of God to others because of God's fullness in their life and praise that their lips want to utter and the fact that He's done wonderful works for them as well. Look at verse 7, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Oh, one of the prayers that I have for my children is that when they're raised in our house and they get outside of the walls of our house, they won't forget the works of God. They won't forget the commandments of God that they've been shown. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 8, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. My mind as I read these verses even goes back to the book of Deuteronomy. When God gave the law in the book of Deuteronomy, and He was encouraging them as fathers and again as grandfathers, generation and generation and generation to come, that they would share these things with their children. Remember, you probably read the passage of Scripture, when your children rise up, you need to tell them about God. When they're lying down, you need to tell them about God. When they're going about and they're busy with the course of day, to tell them about God, it's constantly just teaching them about the goodness of God and the fullness of God in our lives, what He's done for us, the praise that we have on our lips for Him, the wonderful works that He's done for us. And as a matter of fact, you may remember, there was a time in which God even asked them to plant a stone. Remember, He says, plant that stone. And some of the children looked at their parents and they said, wait a minute, why are we planting this stone? It doesn't make sense to us. And God gave them the message that when you come past this stone, it will always be a memorial. It will always be a remembrance to the fact that God has done something wonderful for you. May we perhaps even plant some stones in our life where we would say we're going to come back to that place. And we're going to remember and then also remind our children and our grandchildren of the fact that God has been a good God. He has been faithful to me. I can only describe Him as a God that has given me fullness. Praise that I give to Him, His wonderful works that He's done for me. Would you be able to give testimony to the fullness of God in your life? Again, I encourage you, grandparents, to share with your grandchildren your testimony. Maybe perhaps share with them the goodness of God over the years in your life, ways that you've been able to serve the Lord, things that you've been able to see God do, answers to prayer that He's given to you in the past. Can I encourage you also to pray for your grandchildren? Pray for their salvation, for those that are not saved yet, that they trust Jesus as their Savior. Pray that they understand what God's will for their life is and to be able to do the will of God for their life, the special plan that He has for them. Be praying for them, asking God on their behalf. And Christians, that we would do the same, that we'd be able to understand and give testimony of the faithfulness of God, the fact that we are only fruitful through Him, and the fact that we can give testimony to His fullness in our life. Now, one last thought I want to share with you right before we close. The only reason why any grandparent or Christian can give testimony to these things that we talked about today, the only way that you can give testimony to the faithfulness of God and His fruitfulness in your life and His fullness in your life, the only way that you could give testimony of that is if there's a time where you've made Him the foundation of your life. And I'll ask you today, have you made Him the foundation of your life? Has there been a time where you've put your faith and trust in Him? Has there been a time where you've called out to Him? For whosoever shall, the children just sang it, didn't they? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you have a testimony today of the fact that you've been forgiven? And that God is the foundation in your life? That's the only way you're going to be able to account these blessings to your grandchildren, is if you know Jesus yourself. We're all sinners. There's a punishment for sinners. But God loved sinners so much that He sent His Son, didn't He? And He died on the cross. He paid the price. He did something for us that we could not do for ourselves. And we simply get to a place where we turn from our sin, turn to the Savior, and call on Him and ask Him to be our Savior. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you done that? Have you made Him your foundation? Have you been forgiven? If you have, if you haven't, and God's speaking to your heart, I trust that you'll let us know that today, and we'll take you to a quiet place and show you from the Bible how you can know Jesus as your Savior. But if you have, and you say, I've got that foundation in my life, I've been forgiven, would you be able to give testimony to the faithfulness of God, the fact that He desires for you to be fruitful? Give examples to your grandchildren of that, how you've been fruitful for Christ. Again, not to boast on yourself, but boast on the God who's done it for you. And let's give testimony to the fullness of God. Now, as we give our invitation today, an invite to make a decision based upon the way God's spoken to your heart. As we give our invitation today, first and foremost, if you're not saved, would you meet me at the front here? And I'll have somebody take you to a quiet place, open the Bible, and show you some verses in the Bible that will let you know how you can know for sure you're going to heaven and you're going to spend eternity with Christ. That's a decision that isn't too important to put off. If God's speaking to you today, it is urgent. Make sure you know Christ as Savior. But then maybe there's a grandparent here today that would just like to do maybe one of two things, maybe both things. Maybe they'd like to just take time to pray and ask God to help them to be the grandparent that their grandchildren need to see in a spiritual way in their lives. Maybe you'd like to spend time praying for your grandchildren. Maybe there's some Christians in here today that would say, I'm not a grandparent. I don't have grandchildren I can pray for. But I certainly can pray in other ways that God would always make me a testimony of His faithfulness, that I'll always be fruitful, and I'd always be praising God for His fullness in my life. Would you just do what God would have for you to do today as we close our service? Again, happy Grandparents' Day to all of our grandparents. I hope God will use you to be the vessel that you need to be in the lives of your grandchildren. Father, I thank You so much today for the Word of God. I thank You, Lord, for these challenges we see in Scripture, Lord, of even those that have gotten a little bit old, the psalmists that have gotten a little bit older in life and can still give testimony to the fact that God is faithful and God is good.